Black and Abdallah. Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Welcome in to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Baseball is back. Live sports are back. Yeah. Here we go. See, and this is what's great about this baseball season. All the games matter. You got to watch today. 120, 110. White Sox, Cubs, both sides of town. Games against division rivals. Games that now you have a split series, right? One, you win one, you lose one. Now you got to get one here. Like, this is all very intriguing to me. And I think if you're a baseball fan and, heck, a sports fan in general, 312-332-3776 is the phone number. Have you enjoyed what you've seen to this point? Like, I had this thought yesterday. I'm watching Dodgers and Giants. Right. Mid-afternoon, late afternoon, right?
Yeah.
We golfed in the early morning into the afternoon.
We did.
And so get home. I'm watching the Dodgers game. And I thought to myself, there's no reason for me to usually be watching Dodgers-Giants.
There isn't.
National television. Here's a baseball game. Middle of summer. Under normal circumstances, I would not watch that. That's not something I would be into. Now, if it were one of the teams here in town, I'd be all about it, right? Like, watch the game. Yeah, enjoy it. Okay, here we go. I thought this. I am so sick and tired of watching old sports. That's what I was thinking about. Like, I don't care that there's fake crowd noise or there's digital fans or the announcers are not in the stadium and all this different gimmicky television stuff. It does not matter in my world whatsoever. You know why? Here's the key. This is the true key to why live sports work.
Tell me.
Even in a pandemic, even with gimmicks. With the digital fans and when they're on the screen, you don't know, and then the shirts are changing colors. Did you see that? The shirts change colors. They're like, at one point there were a heck of a lot of Brewer fans at Wrigley Field. Did you see that?
Okay.
Digital fans.
Hold on.
I got a point to make here.
Finish your point.
Here's the key to live sports and why it works and why we all listen to sports talk radio and why we love watching live sports. Competition. When guys are out there competing, I'm interested. Like, that's it. Men, women, whoever. When people are out there competing, I'm in. Here's the key. You watch the practice games. Not as interesting.
Nah.
I'm watching the Orlando bubble. I'm seeing some practice games, some scrimmages in the NBA yesterday. I watched a couple guys. I saw LeBron play.
Oh, great.
I saw a couple things.
Oh, yeah.
Not as interesting. The moment there are real stakes involved, the moment there is actual competition,
I'm in it.
Seeing the Cubs and the Brewers jawing at each other, seeing them going all out, this is what sports are about. I am so sick and tired of watching old sports. Someone said to me last night, hey, have you rewatched any of The Last Dance on Netflix because it's released?
I saw it. I saw it the first time.
No, to be honest, I'm done. In March and in April and into May, I wanted sports, so I went back in time, and that was okay, and that helped. But I can't do it anymore. I have hit, like, I'm watching soccer games.
Yeah.
I'm watching everything because I need the competition that matters. And here's the second key. One key is competition. The second key is not knowing the outcome. That's it. Live competition without knowing the outcome, that's what I crave. And that's why yesterday and on Friday night and on Thursday, it all worked. I don't care about the fake fans. I don't care about the crowd noise. I don't care about any of that stuff. Give me competition without knowing an outcome. That's what I want. That's sports. That's why sports are great.
Thank you for defining sports for us.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you got all these people on social media, and you got people who call radio shows who complain about crowd noise, and you got Zerman the other day telling me that he gets distracted because of the crowd noise and all this different stuff. Listen, I don't care for any of that. I just want to, right? This is what I want. You know what I want? This.
Dingers.
Encarnacion, an opportunity to drive a ball deep left field. He drops the bat. Watch it go. Two-run homer. A mammoth welcome to Chicago. And here comes the Parrot for the first time this year. Wow.
Yeah, okay, so that took... Did you know that was going to happen before it happened?
I mean, I knew he'd probably hit one eventually.
Well, and then Aloy comes up and... Did you know that that was going to happen?
Well struck. Yeah. Gonzalez back, like, still drifting at the wall. It's up and over. Yellow line and gone for Eloy Jimenez.
No, you're right.
And 5-0. You said it.
That's the one that I saw. And fortunately, Gonzalez ran out of room. Eloy really didn't hit it very well. I mean, this is going to be one of his least exit velocity home runs of the year.
Right. So they on the south side, right? White Sox, Benetti, Stone, you get it, right? Oh, you didn't know that that was going to happen. Cubs, Brewers yesterday in the top of the sixth. Did you know that this was going to happen?
And the pitch to Yelich, hit in the air in the center. Warning track. Get up. Get out of here and gone. Christian Yelich on his first of the year at Wrigley Field. Shot to dead center for Christian Yelich. Two more runs are in. It's 6-3 Brewers.
Brewers television right there. Yeah. So, right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Competition.
Yeah.
Not knowing the outcome.
Cool.
I love it.
Okay.
So great.
So great.
Fantastic.
So great.
I love it. I'm excited. I've been excited all weekend for this. This is great. This is fantastic. This is what we wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exciting. It's great. I love it. Baseball's awesome when there's not 162 games, when every game matters. It's so great to come home on a mid-July afternoon and to watch late July, I guess, really. It's the 26th. It's not really mid-July. It's late July, but semantics. You know, normally this is the dog days. Normally we're like, all right, all-star game's over. Okay, so we got, like, we'll watch and, like, you know, like, I don't have to watch today's game because there's a game tomorrow. No, guess what? You got to watch every single game because there's only 60 of these. Now there's only 58 of these. So you got to figure out. You got to watch all these games. The Cubs are 1-1. What are you going to do? The White Sox are 1-1. What are you going to do? Yu Darvish looked bad in his first start. He's only got probably like 10 or 11 of these left. And that's it for Yu Darvish. So he's got to get his blank together because, you know, if not, the Cubs are kind of screwed. What about this bullpen? This bullpen's not good. So, yeah, we can have all these discussions. It's not too early anymore. We get to say it's early anymore. But I will say this. I did not come out and say. I said that the crowd noise was annoying. It was a little annoying, but I don't care that much. I'm still going to watch. I'm not going to like be like, oh, this crowd noise is ridiculous. I will say this. The virtual fans is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's the dumbest thing. It's so stupid. It's dumber than the three batter rule. It's dumber than pitchers hitting. It's dumber than all that stuff.
Like, can anyone really like that?
Stupid. And you know they turned it off for.
Not true.
No. They did later in the game. I think they did.
Late in the game? Well, they were turning it on and off during the Cubs game.
Well,
it wasn't just on.
I saw a tweet. I didn't look at it, but I saw.
The Yankees game, there were technical difficulties, so they couldn't do it.
Oh, were there? Or did they get enough flack on Twitter and be like, we're going to stop this dumb stuff right now?
Listen.
It's stupid.
It really is.
Stupid.
Of all the things that baseball comes up with, it is one of the worst ideas I've ever seen.
The crowd noise is fine. I get it. You want the ambiance. You don't want just silence. There's a lot of F-bombs. There's a lot of talking. There's a whole article on The Athletic about how the Brewers and the Cubs might, it's going to get chippy and might erupt at some point because players can hear everything that the other team is saying about them. So I get the crowd noise. That's fine. The fake crowds are the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Adam,
and I will rail against it.
I'm not kidding you. Will Smith was up at bat in the Dodgers game, and he hit one, and you see the defensive player moving back towards the warning track, and you hear the crowd noise start to rise, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so someone's controlling that. Mm-hmm. And as the player in playing defense heads towards the warning track in the wall, the fake crowd is there, and it's like a digital, like, manipulation, and the ball just disappeared. Like, you don't know where it lands.
No.
And I thought to myself,
mm-mm,
wow, this mm-mm is terrible.
No,
like,
I don't
want
any of that.
If you want to pan to the grandstands and show, oh, this is where the fans could be, fine. But when the game is actually taking place, you can't have the fans. Like, when Schwarber hits a home run, you can't have the fan. Like, I want to see where the ball lands. You can't, like.
I don't need Giancarlo fake fans.
Giancarlo Stanton had a rocket laser home run last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like 483 feet per Statcast. And they didn't have the fake fans, so you saw where it landed on the tarp towards the back of the seating section, almost to the
concourse
at Nationals Ballpark. Like, I don't want to see it just disappear into just digital people.
I saw it on, I believe, whoever was doing La Liga games was doing it for La Liga games in soccer, right?
Yeah.
And it looked stupid then, and I'm thinking the whole time, some sport's going to do this. Some dumb sport is going to do this. And, like, we may get fans in ballparks eventually, but why do you need to have fake fans? What does it add to the broadcast? It makes it look worse. What guy is sitting in a room somewhere and be like, that looks good. Video games look good.
Well, this had to be an idea. Like, I don't want to go against old people here, but,
whoa.
Listen, this had to have been an older person's idea to relate to young people.
No,
that's the only.
I mean,
what young person's like, yeah, this is going to be a good idea? No young person. Tyler's young. Tyler, was this a good idea heading into? Did you think this was cool?
No, this is not
cool?
a good idea. I'm not going to say this was an old person's idea, because this could have been a young person's idea.
This could have been some hot shot with a coif. Hair, and he comes in and he's like, guys, I got a great idea.
Comes in, everyone's working from home.
He's all on the Zoom. He puts it on the Zoom.
It's a, so he raises, in, raises
his hand. Raises his
okay,
hand
so
in my
in
team.
The Zoom. What does his apartment look like? Because young people are very particular, right? So, like, what does he have? Does he have furniture or does he just.
He's got furniture, but it's brick. The background is exposed brick.
Okay, yeah,
he doesn't. Exposed brick.
Okay,
and he's got the
brick.
He's got the picture. You know the picture of the guy sitting in his TV, in front of his TV?
Oh, yes, yeah, like right. It's in all the trendy bars, right?
Yeah,
like, all the trendy bars have that picture.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. He's got that. And he said, guys, I don't have it.
He has to move his hair first, right? Because the hair is like over one eye.
No,
so
because
he has to coif it.
Well, it's not over. It's just long because he still hasn't gotten a haircut because he's making a point.
Yeah, like those TikTok boys.
Yeah, so he moves the coif. He's wearing a sweatshirt. It's 95 degrees outside.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing a sweatshirt indoors.
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Like with champion sweatshirt.
With a pair of 5-inch inseam shorts. That's Tyler loved that one.
That was spot on.
And
Dino Stompers, is he wearing Dino
he's wearing
Stompers?
Burks, come on.
Oh, he's wearing Burks.
He's a Burks boy. He's a Burks boy. Very comfortable.
Or
in the
Nike
quarantine.
Slides. Nike slides.
Ooh, Nike slides.
And with socks. With socks. He's wearing
high socks. High socks.
Yep.
Yeah, high socks. Yeah. And he says, guys, I don't own a TV.
I haven't watched your sport baseball, but
if I did, I would probably want to see, like, what are we going to have? No fans? That's lame. Put fans. And so they're like, yeah, young guy, sure, we're going to.
Some
he's
executive
like, there's,
wearing
there's
his
fans.
Suit on his Zoom at
there's,
home.
When I play Madden online,
right.
There's fans. Why can't we just do that? Just put those fans there. And they're like, yeah, we should do that. And they did it, and it looks stupid.
It looks awful. It's unbelievable. If you want to join the conversation, 312-332-3776.
Real quick, when we come back, real quick. I know you want to talk about Jamal Adams, but real quick. I learned something today. I'll tell you what that is next.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Huge news in the NFL yesterday. No, not Adam Shaheen being traded to the Dolphins. Listen, we get it, Ryan Pace. You messed up. Got back a 6th-round conditional pick. Hopefully, Adam Shaheen plays. So the Bears sending Shaheen to the Dolphins yesterday. I'm talking about a different NFL story. Jamal Adams, all-pro safety from the New York Jets, traded to the Seattle Seahawks. And a part of the package that the Jets are getting back, 2 first-round picks plus a 3rd-round pick. So, like, you know, if you look at it on paper, man, I think the Jets did the right thing here.
Well, the defense, they were 26th in yards allowed per game, 27th in passing yards allowed per game, and 22nd in points per game allowed last year, their defense. So this definitely shores up the safety position. A lot of people are arguing, is a safety worth 2 first-round picks?
No.
No.
Listen, like, if you're building didn't you have something you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, but you talked about this, so I was just going
to
wait my turn.
We can get to Jamal Adams in a moment.
I was going to wait my turn.
So we're
I was going to wait my turn.
But it was a heck of a tease. You learned something.
I learned something. I try to learn something new every day.
We'll get to Jamal Adams in a moment.
I try to learn something new every day. I try to learn to learn something. I think we all, the more you know, you should try to learn something new every single day. Yesterday, I learned that virtual fans suck. Today,
yeah,
I learned that the punishment for going to a strip club when you're out of quarantine is a 10-day quarantine. Lou Williams was pictured, was a photograph of Lou Williams with rapper Jack Harlow of What's Poppin' fame.
Is he any good?
I don't know.
I clicked on a few songs yesterday. My early returns would suggest no.
Okay.
Can we add that to the list?
Was photographed with rapper Jack Harlow in an Atlanta gentleman's club on Thursday night.
Huh.
Harlow quickly deleted it and said, that was an old pic of me and Lou. I was just reminiscing because I miss him.
Yes.
However, in the picture, Lou Williams is holding a drink and wearing an NBA mask that's been given out to players
since the start of the quarantine
at the campus in Orlando.
Right. So that was out there, and the NBA had to investigate.
They had to investigate.
Right. They had to figure out what's going on. One of our players left because there was a death in his family, so he was able to leave.
Well, we all mourn in different ways, Chris.
No. I listen. He was the NBA allowed him to leave. The problem is,
a lot of people have left.
After he stopped by the funeral, he then headed to,
like I said,
the gentleman's club.
We all mourn in different ways. Zion Williamson left for a family emergency. He's back. He's got a quarantine for 4 days. All that good stuff. Lou Williams leaves and goes to a strip club to see What's Poppin'. Sorry. I don't think people know that reference because I just said that's Jack Harlow's song, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry for that. And when he got back, the NBA decided to do a little investigating.
Right.
And they determined that Lou Williams must quarantine for 10 days. Now, the Clippers have two seeding games in that time span, and he will miss those games while quarantining for 10 days. So, to all of the NBA players who, they listen. This Bleck and Abdallah, a must listen.
They do.
They're an hour ahead, so we're on 9 to 11 Eastern in Orlando.
Or they could check the pod.
They could check the pod if they want to.
On the ESPN Chicago app.
Wherever podcasts are sold, but mostly get it on the ESPN Chicago app. Very easy. Uh-huh. Open it up. We start playing right there. You get all your podcasts right there.
Yeah. Right.
10 days. That's the punishment if you want to leave and go to a strip club and come back. Now, if you leave and you get daily tests and you come back, you could be like Zion Williamson and you could only miss 4 days and you won't miss any games.
Right. And Zion is expected to play on Thursday night for the opener for the NBA to restart
his season.
Absolutely.
He's back. He's in his hotel room. He's going to quarantine for 4 days. He's probably going to play some 2K. He's going to do whatever. And then he's going to be fine. Do some shups. Shups for life.
Lou Williams is third in scoring on the Clippers.
Oh, yeah.
18.7 points per game. And, you know, they have Kawhi and they have Paul George. But, like, a part of what makes the Clippers such a desirable championship selection is the fact that they're a very deep team. Now, if you're leaving the quarantine and you're heading to the Gentlemen's Club and then being placed in a 10-day quarantine when you get back, like, yes, he should be there for the stretch run and everything should be okay. But this is an unnecessary hurdle to kind of get over. And when you know, the investigation, here's the thing that I think is brilliant. Do you see what Lou Williams was saying to why he was there?
He
was getting dinner.
Listen, it's Magic City in Atlanta. It's not like he was going to Cruise and Chubby's up in Wisconsin. Okay?
How do you know what their fare is there?
I don't.
How do you know what their serving is not delicious?
All I know is from all the rap I've listened to in my days, all the rap, all the hip hop.
Magic City is a good
poppin'.
Spot.
Magic City is, to quote Jack Harlow, what's popping.
Because, like, I feel like you're right. Cruise and Chubby's up in the middle of Wisconsin, the Dells. Yeah, I mean,
get some cheese. I don't know if I want to eat cheese curds at a strip club.
Yeah, you might.
Saying cheese curds and strip club in the same sentence doesn't sit well with me.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't sit well with me.
What would you order?
Waffles.
I just think it's funny that Lou Williams, the NBA, is investigating and his response to, the reason I was there is for dinner.
He told them he went to Magic City.
Yes.
But there were no entertainers present while he was there. What was it, an off night?
Why were they open then?
Shift change? Well, look. Chris.
It smells fishy.
I hope not. When you go to a strip club, these are trying times. These are difficult times. Okay? We all know that. Everyone's trying to survive.
Sure.
Everyone's business is trying to survive. And if Magic City found a way around the around the shutdown, because they can't have strippers.
To keep
and they
their
can't
business
have,
open?
Sorry, dancers. They can't have dancers.
Curbside
to
service?
To keep their business open. You saw a gentleman's club in Houston, the story of the drive-through. You drive, you pull up, you see a show, you pull away.
Do these individuals not have the internet?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, obviously they do. They have to see the announcement. You think they're calling? Hey, excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Do you guys offer curbside service? You know what we do, sir? We do. Would you like to make a reservation? We're on talk. Would you like to make a reservation? We're on open table. So Lou Williams said...
Can you place the order on caviar?
Well...
Like, and then pick it up?
Apparently that's what Lou Williams did. He went and got food. Maybe they have good waffles. It's hard to find a good waffle these days.
So the Clippers will be without Lou Williams for the next 10 days as he quarantines in his room in the Orlando bubble. The buttoned-up sports aspect of this story. I still can't believe, like, there could not be a more stereotypical thing to take place with NBA players and the quarantine in this bubble than a player leaving the bubble to then go to a strip club for dinner.
Do you think the other NBA players are texting him like, dude, you're making us all look bad?
Yes!
Like,
yes.
This is what people said we were going to do.
And, like, James Harden's, like, itching. He's like, James Harden's like, how did he get out?
James Harden's trying to do the math. He's like, well, 10 days. Today is Sunday.
Where are the Western Conference Finals supposed to be?
I've got two games. So if I miss those, y'all don't need me for the seeding games, right? Like, we're good? Okay, so I can miss the seeding games. And if I'm back 10 days... If I drive there, maybe I could get it knocked down to like 4 days.
I mean, it's just so you pull up, right, to the establishment,
the gentleman's club,
and they ask you on the mic, the distorted mic, they ask you what you want.
Welcome to Magic City. Can I take your order?
Like, do they have a menu on the outside?
Yeah, can I get
y'all got burgers?
Can I get two waffles? Syrup on the side. I don't want them to get soggy in the car. Table dance. You want to? Do you want to?
Do they wheel the table out?
Do you want a table dance?
Like, do they wheel? Like, does a table come wheeling out into the parking lot?
We're gonna do three table dances.
Sir, would you like to supersize that for two songs?
You want to? You know what? We'll supersize one. We'll supersize one.
One. What is going on?
Sir, please pull up to the parking lot. We're going to take a minute with that order.
Yeah, so they give you the little thing that you put on your window and it says like 72.
Yeah, and so
you put it
on your car and then someone pulls. And social distancing, of course, there's probably a space in between each space. And then they pull up, they give you the waffles, they put on the show, and they leave.
So you, what did you learn today?
That if you want to leave the bubble, the punishment is to 10-day quarantine.
Well, not for leaving.
First strip club.
Okay.
First strip club. Right. And I bet you, I'm willing to bet.
James Harden's trying to figure
that
out that
Harden has emailed some official or texted some official and been like, but what if I drive?
You're listening to Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I'd like you to meet someone who's really special.
It's Black and Abdallah.
A real inspiration.
Follow us on the gram at Black and Abdallah and at ESPN _ Chicago.
So you asked me the question, is it worth an all-pro safety being traded for two number one picks in the NFL? Jamal Adams being traded to the Seattle Seahawks. The Jets get back two number ones. You asked me the question, is it worth it?
Chris, I found the menu for Magic City.
Oh, did you really?
As we look to try to find...
So Lou Williams is in the 10-day quarantine.
Yes, the Seahawks traded for Jamal Adams. Great defense. Yeah, okay, cool.
So in the NBA, Lou Williams of the Clippers from the NBA bubble, he was excused to leave. There was a death in the family, so he went to the funeral. Afterwards, He then was seen at a gentleman's club, Magic City.
Magic City in Atlanta.
So the NBA investigated. And what the NBA found out is that Lou Williams did go.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Mm-hmm.
At Magic City, and now the NBA has ruled he now has to quarantine in his room for 10 days to then get back with the testing protocols because he possibly would have exposed himself to the COVID-19 coronavirus. And if they want to keep the bubble mm-hmm. safe, they need to make sure
they do
that he tests out. He does not have COVID-19, and then he can rejoin the Clippers in 10 days after his quarantine.
So they specialize in wings.
So you really found on Grubhub? You found their,
well, it's
their
not,
menu?
I found their menu on their website.
Oh, okay.
They have a menu on their website.
Really?
You can make reservations if you want to. Of course, you want to reserve a table. I mean,
talking about food, right?
What are we doing here? All right.
I'm curious. They highlight
the reason you are here are the wings.
They got
exclusive
good wings.
To the Magic City kitchen. All these flavors were born and bred in the ATL.
Well, to be honest, I love a good wing.
Love a good wing.
There's almost, think about it. There's very little things that are better than a perfectly crisp, crunchy, delicious wing.
Got to have a little crunch on them.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, the wings that you put in the oven that are just like, there's no crunch to it.
Yeah.
That's no good. You got to deep fry that wing.
Absolutely. Okay. So their kitchen hours are Monday through Saturday, 3 p.m. to 2:30 a.m.
How much for like 8 wings?
So they come into 10-piece.
Oh, 10-piece. All
right. So you got to get a 10-piece.
How much?
Well, 10-piece, $15 all flats, $17 all drums. So, or no, hold on. It's 10-piece is $15.
Okay.
If you want all flats or all drums, $17.
Okay. Can I have I want the mix. I want both.
$15.
I like both.
$15.
Okay, $15.
Now,
that's not bad.
They have your regular flavors, lemon pepper, honey, garlic parm, Thai chili, ranch, teriyaki, barbecue, hot, naked, or battered, right?
Okay.
Of course they'd have naked.
Well, that's no sauce.
Yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes. Hopefully not.
What are you trying to say there?
And then the exclusive flavors, the signature style flavors that are exclusive to Magic City.
Sick flavors.
Born and bred in the ATL. Justice Magic.
Okay.
Juju Rude Boy Jerk. Uncle Jeff Honey Jerk.
Okay.
And Lou Will Lemon Pepper Barbecue.
Okay, so he was there. So if, as the NBA is investigating, he was there to get his own wings.
Lou Will goes to Magic City so much that they named a wing after him. A flavor. A combination, it looks like, of lemon pepper and barbecue.
Hey, man. You find a good wing, you gotta go back.
Now, I hope to have a sandwich named after me one day. I think we all aspire to that. The Chris Bleck. The Bleck. What would be on the Bleck?
Listen, I'm a big fan of Cuban sandwiches. So
okay.
If it could be some variation of a Cuban, that would be fantastic.
It'd be
you know, because like the mustard and the pickles and
yes,
the ham and
yes,
the pork. Like you can't have that,
no,
but like, I
swine.
Will tell you
yeah.
that it is so good. Mm-hmm. And the cheese, oh, and then it's like pressed. Oh,
having
so good.
Lived with you for 6 years in in the past,
so good.
I would say that it would be a Cuban sandwich with teriyaki on it.
What do you mean teriyaki? What does that even mean?
Teriyaki.
No.
I love teriyaki.
That would ruin a Cuban
sandwich.
You used
teriyaki like ketchup when we
went
together.
Don't.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Wings are served with your choice of french fries or onion rings. Substitutions are additional $2. Premium side is additional $5.
Okay.
And you can call order ahead. I've got the bottle menu here if you want to know how much bottles are and all that kind
of
stuff.
So here's my question. If you can do all of that, why did he put himself at risk and go into the establishment instead of just doing pickup?
You would think that...
shouldn't he have just ordered ahead, picked it up,
well,
and then moved on with
you
his night?
If you have a wing named... If you have any item on the menu named after you, right? Any item on a menu, you would think that you would have the ability to call ahead and be like, hey, I'm pulling up to the parking lot. Could you bring me out some wings?
Yeah.
Could you bring me out
you
this?
You probably don't
could
even have to pay
out?
For them.
Probably
they're
not.
They're named after you, right?
I would think so. I would think you would have some form of credit at Magic City for certain things
because
wings.
Of all the flats?
All the flats and all the drumsticks.
It's a lot of wings. All right.
I mean,
well, 10 days quarantine. Can we get back to the Jamal Adams football conversation?
Or? They also have, if you want, there's more than just wings.
Okay.
They have, they also have steak and burgers.
Oh, okay.
You can get the Big Boy Burger, not named after Big Boy, B-O-I.
That would be
Big
awesome.
They have a turkey burger for those trying to watch their figure, if you want. They have a bunch of salads. They have a chicken salad.
Do they have an Impossible Burger?
They have a Beyond Burger.
Oh, okay.
They have a Beyond Burger. They're not Impossible. They're Beyond.
Okay.
They have a black bean burger, if you want, as well, for the vegetarians. They have a lot of seafood. You get a salmon. You could get a tilapia or a whitefish. You can get a catfish nugget. You can get a shrimp. You can get a shrimp quesadilla.
Sounds great.
You can get a fish and shrimp salad. You can get a lobster tail on one side for $30 American.
I'm hungry now.
$30 American. Their sides include broccoli, french fries, fried okra, sauteed spinach, a vegetable medley, a yellow rice, a house salad, onion rings, sweet potato fries, or a premium side of baked potato.
I never trust the veggie medley because...
What am I getting?
Well,
is it going to be all broccoli? Is it going to be those weird cut up carrots?
Well, yeah, right. And that's the thing is it's the carrot. It's not like chunks or like a strip of carrot. It's like got that weird wave in it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what is that?
You going to slip a cauliflower in there? Because I don't want a cauliflower in there. Right. I don't want that.
Well, okay. Can we get back to football now or are we still investigating?
You're a wrap fan. They have a chicken wrap for $12.
I thought you were talking about the music.
No, I know you like raps.
I do, yeah.
Do they
have a Caesar?
Someone on Twitch sent me the wrong menu. They said they didn't have waffles. They do indeed have chicken and waffles for $15 American.
Okay, there you go. This is fantastic. I'm glad we figured this out.
And you know me.
You love chicken and waffles.
I love chicken and waffles. That's my number one meal. Chicken on top of waffles, syrup, little hot sauce. I might eat some today.
So Jamal Adams.
Yeah, yes. Back to it, yes.
To answer your question, especially with a position like safety.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
I don't think so because, if you look at the different positions on a football field, you want your quarterback to be a high-level player, hopefully someone on the defensive line to be a high-level elite player. And as you go through the rankings of what is important when you're building a football team, down the line, down the list would be safety. Like, you don't have to have an elite safety to have a great team. So, like, if you have to pay a player as, like, one of the top 10 players in the NFL, which Jamal Adams might be, it's no knock on him personally. Like, I think he's a hell of a player. He's going to help the Seahawks. He's going to improve that defense. I wouldn't want to necessarily pay for that for my team if I was building for the future. I'd rather spend the allocation of the resources on other parts of the defense, other parts of the offense. So getting two first-round picks back for a player like that, I think is a no-brainer for the Jets. I think it's fantastic for the Jets. Yes, Adams may help the Seahawks, and he's a very good-to-great player. But I like those two first-round picks coming back. I think that's stellar for the Jets.
I think it's a good move for the Jets. I also think it's a good move for the Seahawks. I think if you are in position, like the Bears were in position to get Khalil Mack with two first-round picks. Now, I understand that Khalil Mack is a much more impactful player than Jamal Adams. Like, the defensive line, what Khalil Mack does is 1,000 times more impactful than what Jamal Adams does. But if you're in a position where you're confident enough, you have the quarterback position shored up. We know that with them. We know they have a decent offense. We know they have a decent defense. If you're in a position to add a key piece like Jamal Adams and you feel that it's worth it and you feel that, like, hey, we're this player away from being a championship caliber team. We're a playoff team. We're a good playoff team. We're going to be in the playoffs. We're a good team. We could probably make a run. But if this player can add and bring us a championship, then I think it's worth it.
Okay, so at the end of each show, Tyler sends out a listed rundown to our bosses.
Oh.
So for this segment,
snitching?
Do you think that we talked enough actual sports in this segment
this is sports?
To make the rundown that we talked Jamal Adams in football?
Hold
or will
on.
It say, for 9 minutes, Black and Abdallah talked about the menu at Magic City in Atlanta, the strip club. What do you think? What do you think Tyler's going to put down for the rundown? Will he put down Black and Abdallah talked football and Jamal Adams and gave sports takes? Or will he write down they wasted time looking at the menu for Magic City on Grubhub at Gentlemen's Club?
It is sports because the second story, if you go to ESPN.com, top headlines. One, Jets deal Adams to Seattle, get two first rounders. Number two, sources. NBA looks at Williams' actions on leave. This is sports, my friend. Sports.
What do you think he'll write?
Probably that we talked about a strip club menu.
You're listening to Black and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
This is Black and Abdallah on ESPN 1000.
Thank you to Tyler Aki for producing today's show. You can download the Black and Abdallah podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Find the tile, Black and Abdallah, right there on the app. You can also download the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, or wherever you download your podcast. Black and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. Huebner and Xander coming up from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 1000 in 10 minutes. Right here on ESPN 1000. A lot of baseball to get to today. We'll also address the Chicago White Sox in just a couple minutes. But did you see this other breaking news story? Like, not only do we get live sports back, Abdallah, so we have games to actually talk about, mm-hmm. things that actually matter going forward, mm-hmm. but we also get a lot of breaking news in the last 24 hours. Jamal Adams being traded from the Jets to the Seahawks. The Bears trading Adam Shaheen to the Miami Dolphins for a sixth-round conditional pick. And then in the NBA, we were discussing Lou Williams. He's now going into the 10-day quarantine after going to a gentleman's club when he was outside of the NBA bubble. So that's set. A lot of breaking news. The New York Knicks yesterday and Tom Thibodeau have finalized a five-year deal to make him the franchise's next head coach. Sources tell ESPN and Adrian Wojnarowski, he's back.
Oh, Woj is back.
So the Knicks have their coach, Tom Thibodeau. Long rumored that Thibodeau was the front runner for this position for the New York Knicks. They've got their guy. Now can Thibodeau figure it out where he's mixing his hard work and what he knows as a great defensive schematic head coach? Mm-hmm. Can he mix that with the new style of play where rest matters, the health of your players and figuring out how to best utilize them throughout a season matters, and all this stuff going forward? I think for the Knicks, this is a great hire. Tom Thibodeau, the next head coach for the New York Knicks.
Yeah, I love Tom Thibodeau. I think he's a great coach. He's a great basketball mind. He's got an endless amount of basketball knowledge of coming up with plays and schemes and everything like that. But that's always been the knock, is he plays his players too much. But if you read about Tom Thibodeau and what he's been going through this process of sitting out, working for ESPN, he's been working with Doc Rivers a lot, you know, going to practices, going to different facilities, hanging around with different teams. He himself has said that he's learned a lot in the last few years of sitting out of coaching. He's learned a lot as far as rest goes, as far as minutes go, as far as preserving your players. And now with the Knicks, it's going to be a little bit of time before they actually win something, but what's good about Thibodeau is he gets the most out of his players. He got so many point guards here paid when they had to come in for Derrick Rose when he was hurt. He gets the most out of young guys. He's a player developer. That's what he does. So the Knicks, a younger team, they're going to bring in some new guys, all that good stuff. He's going to develop them. They're going to be relevant again soon. Ultimately, it's going to be what the front office puts around Tom Thibodeau. He can only do so much with the talent that the Knicks put around him. So it's going to be about that. So has he learned? I hope so, probably. Is this a good hire for the Knicks to make them relevant again? Yes. But it's now up to the front office to surround him with quality players, because when he was here with Chicago, he had quality players around him that took them as far as he was able to take them.
The three young players for the Knicks that I think Thibodeau will get the most out of would be RJ Barrett, obviously high pick from Duke. They're expecting a lot for him to carry the franchise. Julius Randle, I think Thibodeau will get the most out of him as well. And then look at Kevin Knox. Kevin Knox shows flashes at times. He is a big perimeter player who can shoot from the outside, very athletic. I think Thibodeau is going to get the most out of all of these players. You're right, Abdallah. They're going to have to add a lot more talent. But then, okay, so if you're a Bulls fan, you look at the situation. Right now, the Bulls have more talent on the roster than the Knicks do. Which coach do you believe in getting the most out of that talent? I would think most Bulls fans would suggest that Tom Thibodeau will get the most out of that Knicks team.
Well, here's the other thing.
Jim Boylan, who knows, and we don't know what's going on with Boylan and what the Bulls are doing going forward. And I get that it was a pipe dream to suggest that Tom Thibodeau may come back as the Bulls head coach at some time. That is now officially off the table. And if we are stuck with Jim Boylan going forward, I would not be shocked if the progression of the players on the Knicks pass up the progression of the players on the Bulls.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So.
Because right now, where these two teams are sitting in the basement of the NBA and the Eastern Conference, like, they are doing the same thing on both sides. New front office, new front office. New head coach, we've still got Boylan. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I think the Bulls have better players right now, but I think coach-wise, looking long-term, obviously the Knicks are better set up depending on what the Bulls do here. Like, there's still a lot of offseason left. The regular season probably won't start until Christmas or after that, and who knows what's going to happen. So it could happen where the Knicks do surpass the Bulls, but ultimately, hopefully, the front office makes the right decision here with Jim Boylan and they move on from him.
We'll see on that, because I feel as if the delay now listen, I get it. You don't have to make a move right now. Nothing is technically going on for teams who are not participating in the restart bubble in Orlando. So Karnišovas, Eversley, they have time. I would just hate to see a fresh new front office who's not allowed to make that new head coaching move. And I think at some point that move will be made and they will have a new head coach when the Bulls start playing games again, for real. Bleck and Abdallah with you here on ESPN 1000. You know, each show, we spend a lot of time talking about the Chicago Cubs. And we have a friend. His name is Brian O'Connor, who is a diehard White Sox fan. He loves the White Sox more than anything else in the world. And he keeps tabs on how much time we spend on our shows talking about the Chicago Cubs, because there's never enough coverage of his Southside team, the Chicago White Sox. Our friend Brian O'Connor on Twitter is at BR O'Connor. So it looks like his name on Twitter is Broconner.
Broconner, O-R at the end.
So each week throughout the baseball season, and welcome back baseball season. Welcome back.
I'm so hyped. I haven't listened to this yet. I'm so excited for this.
He's helped us out for the last couple of seasons, the last couple of baseball seasons. And Brian, a big White Sox fan, knows that we're going to talk a lot of Cubs baseball throughout the show. So each week here on the show, he gives us his White Sox report.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Broconner's proud of you.
Thanks, guys. Well, the season is finally here, and I am so excited to watch my Southsiders, and they have looked great the last few days. You know, the kids are hitting. Eloy looks amazing. Luis Robert has a great swing, and even all the free agents are looking pretty good. Did you see Edwin Encarnacion had a home run the other day? That was fantastic. He looked good. He's going to be a great DH. I mean, relative to the American League, because in the National League, Schwarber has that on lockdown, obviously. He's going to be the All-Star, the Silver Slugger, the Gold Glover winner. He's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame as a DH, and Theo just knew 6 years ago he drafted him. He knew the DH was coming in the National League, and then it happened. Do you guys think that without the fans, they'll be able to build the glass enclosures around his home runs quicker, maybe in between innings? Anyway, hats off to Grandpa Rossi for pulling all the right strings, leaving the starting pitcher in for all 9 innings. Wow, what a move, what a clubhouse, what a team. Anyway, thanks for letting me talk about the White Sox.
Well, I mean,
it was like 50-50.
A true White Sox fan.
Let's go, 50-50.
White Sox. Broconner's proud of you.
A lot of Cubs angst there from our friend Brian O'Connor.
Let's go, 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 White Sox.
Broconner's proud of you.
Talk to you later.
You're listening to Bleck and Abdallah.
ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.